AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The shooting death of one escaped killer brings new energy to a three-week-long hunt for a second escaped murderer as helicopters, search dogs, and hundreds of law enforcement officers converge on a wooded area about 30 miles from the upstate New York prison. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says they believe David Sweat is in the same area where Richard Matt was shot and killed yesterday.
Sweat is still out there. He's considered dangerous. We're going to continue to look for him and search just as hard until we find him. But please, any kind of sightings, don't approach. Please dial 911 or our tip line.
Police have blocked off roads in an area around a state forest that spans 22 square miles. Same-sex marriage now legal in all 50 states. In Seattle, gay rights advocate Mary Stenruse.
I cried. And, you know, being in my 50s, I never thought, I'm actually tearing up right now. I never thought I would see this day.
Christian political activist Pastor Rick Scarborough says the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling is an attack on religious liberty.
It has become the law of the land, but at the expense of the First Amendment. What the Supreme Court did was they took the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and they put the First Amendment squarely in the crosshairs and then pulled the trigger.
39 people, many of them British, are dead, and a number of other tourists were wounded after a young man pulled an automatic weapon out of a beach umbrella and opened fire on sunbathers and others. British Prime Minister David Cameron on the shooting in Tunisia.
These were innocent holidaymakers, relaxing and enjoying time with their friends and families. Like the victims in France and Kuwait yesterday, they did not pose a threat to anybody.
Some 27 people were killed in a suicide bombing of a mosque in Kuwait City, and a truck driver in France is said to have beheaded his boss, placing the head on a gate of a gasworks that he tried to blow up. This is AP Radio News. European Union finance ministers are meeting today after the Greek government told voters to reject a reform to loan payment plan. While some want to keep Greece in the euro, Finland's finance minister says they should talk about an exit from that single currency. Germany's top finance officer says the referendum shows Greece doesn't want any further negotiations. Donald Trump and Univision, not happy neighbors.
Not only are Donald Trump and Univision business partners, well, they were, they're also next-door neighbors. The Spanish-language TV company has an office adjacent to a Trump golf course in Miami. After Univision announced it would televise neither Trump's Miss USA nor Miss Universe pageants, Trump issued an order barring all Univision employees from the course. Univision, for its part, sent a memo to employees saying they should not stay at Trump properties or conduct company business there. Trump continues to insist that when he accused Mexico of sending rapists and drug dealers to the United States, he was criticizing the U.S.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.